Lots of things going on at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Of course, I think it is tomorrow. There's a great event coming up on a book, and Brian Ross will be doing the interview. The first in-person event in a while at the library, it'll be outdoors, and that is coming up tomorrow. We'll have an interview on that coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, we want to talk about something else that's going on at the library, and that is Peter Steiner. The book, The Constant Man, is a virtual hometown book launch, which runs beginning at 7 o'clock on June 8th. And with us this morning is the author, Peter Steiner. Good morning, Peter.
Hi, Marshall. Good to talk to you.
Nice to have you on the air. I enjoy one of the first things I do when I pick up the Lakeville Journal each week is going to their editorial pages and looking at your editorial cartoons.
Thanks.
They bring a smile to my face once a week. We'll get to the other hat that you have, of course, which is that of a prolific author. You've got a new book, The Constant Man, and you'll be at the Hotchkiss Library on June 8th at 7 o'clock. It is a virtual hometown book launch. Let's talk a little bit about The Constant Man. What is The Constant Man about?
Well, it's a sequel to the last book that I wrote, which was called The Good Cop. And they're both about trying to do the right thing in a society where the right thing is no longer legal. That would be Germany in the 1920s and 30s. The Constant Man takes place mostly in the 30s after Hitler came to power. And the main character, a guy named Willy Geismeier, who was a policeman, has been cashiered from the police department and is actually now a wanted man because of his going after Nazi officials for certain crimes. And it was inspired for me by the rise of an autocracy around the world and even in the United States, and wanting to see or examine what life is like for an ordinary citizen and somebody who wants to do the right thing when the law goes wrong.
Now, do you see this is a part two? When you were writing the first book, did you already have this book in mind, or was this book inspired by what you just talked about, what's going on around the world as we speak?
Well, I didn't have this book in mind. In fact, I sort of trapped myself by having the book end, the first one end where it did. And so with this one, I had to go back and fill in, find a space that wasn't filled in already and fill it in. Publishers liked the first one so much that they asked me for a sequel. And since what was going on when I wrote the first one was still going on, I was happy to do it.
A lot of work, obviously, goes into this, Peter. I mean, let's talk about your writing. I mean, when did you first start writing, and exactly how? I mean, to me, it appears that you write and publish quite a bit.
Well, I do now. I started quite late in life. I guess in my either late 50s or early 60s. I can't remember when I started writing, and I just enjoyed doing it so much. I was a cartoonist as a profession, but writing was just a hobby, as I thought, and so it had none of the burden that a profession has. I could do it the way I wanted and write about what I wanted, and then, to my surprise, the first thing I wrote, not the first thing I wrote, but the first novel that I circulated was accepted by an agent and then by a publisher, and that's how it started. I sort of followed that path.
And is there any pressure after you followed that path, especially after you had obviously early success? Is there any pressure, or are you the type of person that just takes things as they come and you go with the flow?
Well, I try to do that. I mean, it's always hard. there is pressure. I guess there's some pressure to write the kind of book that's going to be a bestseller, and I've obviously been able to resist that pressure. And but I mean, since I don't do it as a profession, the pressure is pretty minimal. I can do it or not do it, and I choose to do it at this point.
We're talking with Peter Steiner, who once again will be hosting a virtual event at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. That is a virtual book signing, and that is coming up. As I said, I've got to bring this back up again. Here we go. It's coming up on June the 8th at 7 o'clock, and this is a virtual event. It is free, but you need to register. If you go to in a few minutes, once we get this posted, our on-demand page, there'll be a link that you can click on and just register to go to this. So now, you know, do you think there's no pressure on you simply because what you do is so spread out? I mean, you write novels, you paint, cartoons. Do you think that helps just kind of flow things along and bring everything together?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's also a little confusing. I mean, I have to know where I am and what I'm doing. You know, I'm essentially retired. I mean, I'm not making a living any longer. And I'm at liberty.
Is there any particular thing that you do that's your favorite? Is writing your favorite? Are the cartoons your favorite? I mean,
each thing has something that I love doing. I don't have a favorite. What I tend to do is write a book, and then when the book is done, I'm sort of ready to do something else, to paint. You know, as I'm writing the book, I'm seeing lots of images in my mind, and when the time comes, I then start painting. And after I've painted for a while, I'm having stories in my mind, and I start writing again. And the cartooning sort of overlays all of that, because I just do that once a week or so these days.
When I interview authors, and especially people who write quite a bit, I kind of wonder if it's like a family where everybody says, do you have a favorite son or a favorite daughter? And I think the way you just explained it is the way most parents would describe their relationship with their sons and daughters, is that each one is a unique thing, and you get appreciation out of each one.
Yeah, I think that's a good analogy.
Now, I have to ask you this, writing those cartoons, when you every day read the news, see whatever's on TV or on the radio, do these ideas then pop into your head instantly, and do you sit down and jot it down, or is it something that at the one point of the week you just mull over what's been happening in the week and you just pick out a particular subject?
Well, they don't never pop into my head, or rarely, but what happens is I find something in the news that really annoys me. It's a kind of it starts with an irritant, and I feel like I want to say something about it. Usually some sort of stupidity or moronic behavior by a politician will get me going, and then I can't remember who said it. I think it was a cartoonist, maybe it was a writer who said it's very easy. You just open a vein and then bleed. So it's a chore finding the humor in it and putting it in a way that is both funny and pointed.
Well, once again, you can join Peter at the Hotchkiss Library, the hometown book launch for The Constant Man. It's a virtual event, 7 o'clock on June 8th, HotchkissLibrary.org, for more information. Peter, just keep on doing what you're doing because, like I said, on a Thursday morning when I open up the paper, first place I go is to the editorial page, and I love seeing your cartoons there. Once again, people have a chance to, will they have a chance to speak with you at the during this virtual event as well?
Yeah. I'm hoping they'll speak to me.
All right. Well, Peter, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marshall. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Peter Steiner, once again, the Hotchkiss Library and Sharon, HotchkissLibrary.org.